It seems like we're on a tight schedule.
Yeah.
Pretty tight. What? Excuse me. I'm a focus in president and vice president. Okay. I don't want to. What's that? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll try. okay. So I was thinking of doing, Matnas Aniyim, but I can't do that in 45 minutes. So we'll have to leave that for another time. Maybe Yom Yerushalayim? When is Yom Yerushalayim? Is it in the calendar? What? In June. Okay. Okay. All right, anyways. So what I would like to speak about is the mitzvah, a little bit, about the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, and it's really part of a much bigger topic connected to, things that we've spoken about in the past, both in terms of Havas Bikurim itself, Havas Bikurim, as well as the Parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. This is like a missing link, but we'll call it a connected topic. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisavo that right in the beginning, very dramatic language, V'haya Kisavo ha'la'aretz, Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha nachala, v'yirishta v'yashavta ba. Already the phrase V'haya Kisavo ha'la'aretz is noted by the Mefarshim to be singular. We have other expressions regarding chala and other things, bivoachem, but V'haya Kisavo it sounds again like a more of a powerful, let's say, introduction. It sounds like the mechayev of what is about to follow is V'haya Kisavo la'aretz. The problem with that is that every year one is supposed to bring bikurim, which is why lahalacha, the words of V'haya Kisavo la'aretz, just means the starting point. It's once Klal Yisrael. That in itself is important as opposed to chala, but it required kibush and chiluk. But once that is established, so then every year there's going to be an obligation of bikurim. But in the pshat itself, in the psukim itself, it sounds as if v'hayaki savo al haaretz v'lakachta mereshis kol pri ha'adama asher tavi me'artzecha. Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach, the samta batena v'alachta l'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha l'shaken shemel sham. It sounds like v'haya kisavo ha'la'aretz is a recurring part of the mechayiv of havas bikurim, not just the starting point historically, of when it began. That's what it sounds like to me at least, in the psukim. So that's something to think about. We'll get back to that. And then the Torah describes the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, Ubasa LaKohen, V'amarta Elav, and here's where you have the added mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, V'amarta Elav, Higadati Hayom LaShem Elokecha, the word Higadati, Unklus and Targum Yonasan and others, and some of the other regular Mefarshim point out that Higadati is a language of Shevach V'Hoda'a, and of course it reminds us of the Haggadah, Kivasi el haaretz, Sharnishba Hashem la'avoseinu la'aseis lav. So again, the language in the psukim sound like the focal point of Mikra Bikurim is to acknowledge the fact that we have indeed reached Kivasi el haaretz, that land which was promised to us, whose destiny, it's our national destiny, Sharnishba Hashem la'avoseinu. We'll talk about la'avoseinu briefly as well. La'aseis lav. If all that we're talking about is the background of when this all began, then the psukim shouldn't be sounding as if every single year you have to acknowledge the fact that you have arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, the language is almost a language of Hoveh, of our Hoveh, meaning not one time 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, etc. But every time you bring Bikurim, you're saying Kibasi ala Aretz. You're acknowledging that it's Asher Nishba Hashem Lavoseinu Laseis Lanu. And then the Torah speaks about what the Kohen does, Ve'nicha Lefnei Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha, and then the continuation of the Mikra Bikurim, V'anisa V'amarta, very interesting language, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and then you have, of course, the Parsha that we're all familiar with from the Haggadah, but we should be more familiar with it, I guess, from Parshas Kitzavo. Rami Oved Avi, very difficult Parsha to translate. Vayerad Mitzrayim, a brief history of Klal Yisrael. Vayagar Sham B'Mseim Ad, Vayisham L'Goy Gadolot, Tzuvarav. We're not going to speak about the whole thing, but Vanitzak, the Yeshua, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'Yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, right? Vayivienu El HaMakom Hazeh, Vayiten Lanu Asa Aretz Hazos, Eretz Avas Chalaf Udvash. Again, so this could just be, you know, part of the history, but you have a triple reference, you know, and it sounds like, again, this is the goal of the crescendo, and certainly it is on a technical level, because Vayaki Savo Ala Aretz, but Vayivienu El HaMakom Hazeh, Vayiten Lanu Asa Aretz Hazos, Eretz Avas Chalaf Udvash, V'Ata, Hine Hevesi Esreishis Priyo Adama, Asher Nasata Li Hashem, V'Nafta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, V'Yishtach Aviso Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, V'Samachta B'Chol HaTova, Shanasu Lecha Hashem Elokecha, L'Beisecha, Tova Le'ivi, V'Ager Asher B'Kerbecha. Then actually, what it follows immediately is the Parsha of Vidui Maestros, which I'm just going to use as a point of contrast, Kisachalela Aseres Kol Maaser Tvaska, B'Shana Shlishis Shnas HaMaaser, right, V'Amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, V'Yarte HaKodesh Min HaBayis. That's called Vidui Maestros. Typically we call the first parsha, the one that is interwoven with the actual bringing of Bikurim, which makes it different, and we'll discuss that, we call that usually Mikra Bikurim. One is a Vidui and one is a Kriya, although again the language of Vidui regarding Bikurim is an interesting issue as well. So we don't have so much time, but we have a lot, you know, that we want to convey. This parsha of Mikra Bikurim, as I've described it very briefly, seems to have a very heavy emphasis on the role of Eretz Yisrael. And many of the Mefarshim understand that this is a bit misleading. They don't say it's misleading. But in terms of understanding the primary focus of both the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim, you know, mostly they think that the Eretz Yisrael components, or some of them at least think that the Eretz Yisrael components are conditions. They're necessary circumstances. Again, either in the past, like we said, after Yerusha and Chalukah, or, you know, in terms of some of the other pratim. The Din of Bikurim applies only to Shivas HaMinim. They're the Minim which reflect Shevach Eretz Yisrael, but the way that some of the Mefarshim understand it, this is like, you know, we learned this from Gzeira Shavas, and of course, it's not a coincidence that they are the minim that reflect, you know, singularly, you know, the bounty of Eretz Yisrael. But put it this way, the main mechayev, according to many Mefarshim, as we'll see, is simply the idea of Havas Bikurim. Bikure Maasecha, Bikure Perosecha, right, that the first fruits that you gather and enjoy, and that obviously symbolize your, physical, accomplishments, your work, sustenance, physical sustenance, and life, that there be, special Hakaras HaTov in the Mikra Bikurim, giving credit to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, bringing it to the Mikdash, obviously demonstrates, priority of Avodas Hashem, the goal of physical life, being Avodas Hashem, and all of this. And from a certain point of view, one could have thought, certainly in terms of the halachas themselves, and in terms of the presentations of the Rambam, and of the Chinuch, and many of the Mefarshim, again, that the Eretz Yisrael component is just a kind of the framework for all of this. It's not just any, Bikurei Peiros, and not just any kind of life. You know, the more idyllic, spiritual life in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, the best peiros, which are, by definition, the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, is the merkaz ba'emtza ha'olam. So the Eretz Yisrael component could have been understood in all of this as being, part of what accentuates a mechayiv of bikurei peiros per se. And Mikra Bikurim, from that point of view, certainly could have been understood simply as an expression of Hakaras HaTov and Shevach V'Hodah. It is the most standalone and specific expression of that in all of Torah Shiddur Tzav. Those we have Shiras here and there, which are, immediate in the moment reactions, you know, to miracles and to Hatzalah. And those are more Hallel than they are, an expression of Hodah. They are Hallel and Hodah, but they're first and foremost Shira, as we know. The only standalone, especially long distance, in terms of perspective, not connected to a particular nace, extensive expression of Hakaras HaTov that we have, you know, Higadati Hayom, is Mikra Bikurim. But one could still suggest that all of this is connected to, again, the themes that I mentioned before. And indeed, if you look, for example, at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam, when he talks about Mikra Bikurim, he speaks of it simply as Hakaras HaTov. And again, the language is very interesting. Kuf Lamed Beis, Shetzivanu L'Saper Tovosav. Right, we should speak about the Tovos of the Ribono Shel Olam, Asher Heitiv Lanu, V'Hitzil Osanu, U'Matchu B'Inyan Yaakov Avinu, Mesayim Bavodas HaMitzrayim, Ve'Anu Sam Osanu, they afflicted us, U'L'Shavcho Al Kol Zeh L'Bakash V'Menu, V'Hatmid Abrocha K'Sheyavi Abikurim. Hu Amor Yisalev Anisa Ma'ar V'Tnei Tom Elokecha, and so on. Mitzvah Zunikres Mikra Bikurim. And then the dinam of Mikra Bikurim and Eina Noshim Chayav Aspa. That's how the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything in Mikra Bikurim itself about Eretz Yisrael at all. In Havas Bikurim, the Rambam mentions Eretz Yisrael. But again, you could argue that it's a detail. Shetzivanu Lahotzei Bikurim, Laviim Lamikdash, Shu Amaro, Reishis Mrs. Kufcha Pei, Reishis Bikurim Ad Moskot Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, Mubur Shemitzvah Zu, Eina Noheges, Ela Bifnei Abayis. Below Yivau Ela Miperis Eretz Yisrael, Surya Vevar Yarden, Mishivas Aminim Lavad, etc. Certainly, if you read the Rambam and say Per Mitzvos, and it isn't that much different in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Gimel, the impression you get is that this is a broader mitzvah, and certainly that is the case for the Chinuch as well. If you look in the Parshas Kisavo, second. Mitzvah, what is it, Tav Vav? One minute. Right, the Chinuch's total focus is about, a person's sense of balance and appreciation, you know, when it comes to broader Avodas Hashem. Shinitztaveinu b'havianu bikurim u'mikdash likros aleihem aksuvim ha'elo haniskarim b'parsha zu, etc. U'mitzvah sabo'asan kasafti, we'll get to that. And then he says, "Mishrashi Amitzah Sha'adam Ba'orer Machshavosav Mitzayir B'Levavo Ha'Emes B'Koach Dibertiv." Is a particularly important theme that we need to internalize. And when you not only do it, but you also articulate it, is a basic theme of the Chinuch. So that makes greater, emotional and intellectual inroads. Al Kain Behitiv Ve'Lav Hashem Baruch Hu B'Barcha Otsov De'Asad Masola. So it's Peros the Zocha La'Aviv LeBeis Alokenu. Ra'uila la'orer levavo b'divrei piu, right? V'lachshov ke'akol yigi alav me'esa adon ha'olam, v'yisaper chasadav yisbarach aleinu v'al kolam yisrael derech klal, v'al kein matchil, etc. Al kein tzivanu baruch hu alzeh, ki chafetz chesed hu, etc. There's nothing here about Eretz Yisrael, basically. Even though, of course, it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is part of the story, it's part of the larger theme of Hakaras HaTov. And then Rambam in the Mor Nebuchim also sees this as an expression of Hakna and Anivus. If you look at the Kli Yakar, in his Peir Shalat Torah, he notes that he is following the position of the Rambam. And again, he starts off in a way that I find very exciting. Lo matzinu lashon v'yirishta v'yashavta ba ki imkan u'b'parshas ha-melach. The only time we find the expression in the Torah V'yirishta v'yashavta ba is here, but then he goes on to kind of explain it, to relegate it again to lefish achar yeshiva v'yirusha yishma and yisrael v'yivat. That's likely to create hubris and a sense of entitlement, right? Says the, this is the expressions that he actually uses, hubris and entitlement. Kach b'parshas bikurim hakavana lahachnia rom levavam. Right, Lomar Kilahem Haaretz, right, Vishkahu as Hashem, right, etc. Ki be'emes lo b'toras Yerusha tabala. Some of the things that he says, both the ha'ara at the beginning and some of the other things that he says, which I hope I'll get back to, are very helpful to what I want to say. But he's using them, you know, as part of a larger idea of al kein anochi mitzavcha mitzvos bikurim v'chein pirush haRambam ikar tam mitzvah zu ha'achna el Hashem yisbarach, and so on. Then later on he speaks about Eretz Yisrael not being specifically a Yerusha, but a Matana, and a Matana that is contingent upon Klal Yisrael's behavior, as we know from the Psukim and Devarim, and from history, you know, mostly sadly. But that aside, it's all part of this larger idea. And that's certainly what's Noveya, to be honest, from the Rambam, and say from the Chinuch, and others. However, it doesn't fully account in the Psukim, and it's also not mutually exclusive to what I'm about to suggest. Again, this heavy emphasis, and especially the expression of Yerushim Yashavta, Kisavou, you know, the repeated references to Eretz Yisrael, the idea, perhaps, or the compelling possibility that Eretz Yisrael and Shiva Saminim and everything else here is not just, you know, a way or the best way to accentuate, you know, priya malo and hachna'a and hoda more generally. Of course, it also is that. Again, these are not mutually exclusive ideas. But then more specifically, what I'd like to suggest is that mikra bikurim particularly, and maybe even the mitzvah of bikurim itself, is itself an expression of or motivated by shevach v'hoda, particularly about kinyan Eretz Yisrael. And the Chinuch, for example, is very bothered by the fact, not very bothered, the Chinuch points out, you know, one of the very fascinating dinim of Bikurim is the limitation, Bikra Bikurim, is the limitation on Bikra Bikurim. No Shliach, no Apotropos, right? Isha is excluded from Bikra Bikurim. There's a massive discussion, we'll get, hopefully, if we have a few minutes, to Ger. Is a Ger, you know, just maybe Bikurim, or is he also Kore? This is the Mishnah in Bikurim seems to exclude Ger. The Yerushalmi seems to overturn that, at least the way the Rambam understood it. We paskin mostly like the Rambam, that a Ger is maybe the Kore. But all of these have to do with the ability, right, to articulate, you know, fully, right, without any kind of ambivalence or ambiguity, right, to the Eretz Yisrael components of this Mikra Bikurim, which is just very remarkable. It says, Asher ha'adam asher nasatali, asher nishbata, you know, lavoseinu loseis lanu, and therefore, nashim are excluded from Mikra Bikurim because they're not b'chlal Yerushas, right, ha'aretz, meaning the Yerusha and the Chalukah initially of the portions or parcels of Eretz Yisrael. And again, the question of Ger is whether or not he's included in Hashem Nishbat, the Lavosenu, Laseis Lanu. That's the debate. The Mishnah Bikurim says that, you know, this is an issue that affects, you know, Tefillah, you know, as well. You know, how does a Ger daven? And, you know, how does he say Birchas HaMazon? That's the Mishnah in Bikurim in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid, right? But this is what it's at stake. If you look at the Mishnah alone, the impression that you get is that this question is nifsak, you know, ofen chad mashma'i, as they say, you know, that excluding Geirin, again, that's not how we pass it. But elam b'vim b'lo korin, ager maybe b'ino kore, she'eni yocha lomar shanizba Hashem la'avoseinu la'seis lanu, this is what does that do with tefillah? The answer is the same issue. Omer Elokei Avos Yisrael. Ukeshu bebeis haKnesses Omer Elokei Avoseichem. Vim hoisa mimi Yisrael Omer Elokei Avoseinu. There's much more to discuss. The Rambam in Perek Dalid. I'm sorry, Perek Gimel. Hilchos Bikurim Halacha Dalid. Is that right? I'm sorry, Perek Dalet Hukos Bikurim Halacha Gimel, based on the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda and the Yerushalmi, paskins against the Stam Mishnah, and also says that in general, then there's a famous tshuva of the Rambam, Reish Tzadi Gimel, where he's a long, long tshuva about this, where he says, you know, when it comes to tefillah, we paskin like the Rishalmi, and that a ger should always say, Avram Rabinu is the Av Hamon Goyim, and he's also the father, particularly of anybody who is nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. It's fascinating how that is formulated by the different mafarshim. We sadly don't have time for that right now. But at the end of the day, that's how the Rambam paskins this question. But the point is that you can't. We're so medayik in the nusach of mikra bikurim, you know, that we exclude isha, that there's a debate about gerim, that a shliach or an apotropos, you know, can't be, you know, maybe the kore, because these words are not meduyak. So the chinuch says about this. One second. He says basically this is something which applies. Oh, here it is. Umina inyan hazeh yeshlonu lilmod betfiloseinu betachanuneinu lifnei Hashem baruch hu ledaktek meod ulhizaher b'lashon shalolo mar davar lifnei Hashem kim bediktav gadol. Zachor Zeh Bini wrote this, you know, for his son to keep him out of trouble on the Shabbos afternoon. Zachor Zeh Bini v'shamrei. Right? Because it's tamua. Like, why, you know, if basically mikra bikurim is an expression of shevach v'hodah to the Rabbanu Shalom, of our, you know, our parnasa, you know, and attributing, you know, this to personal hashgacha, or putting it, placing it in proper context of, you know, physical life, you know, and how it's supposed to facilitate Avodas Hashem, so you're going to deny people the ability to say mikra bikurim because, you know, technically they're, you know, nashim are not part of chalukas haaretz, you know, and in a very formal way. Nashim, of course, can own land in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the issue, right? And gerim and shlichim and apotropsim. So the chinuch says, yeah, you see from here that tzvila, a very important Musar Haskel in what the Chinuch says. Reb Chaim Mivalajin talks about, you know, the Nusach HaTfila of Anshei Knesset HaGdola in general having, you know, like every a dot and every T that's crossed, you know, every nuance of Tfila represents, you know, Tilim, you know, of Hashkafos, if not, you know, Halachos. That's a comment of Reb Chaim Mivalajin in Nefesh HaChaim. I guess it's connected, or it's, you know, very parallel to what the Chinuch says here. But again, all this may be true, but you wonder why Dafka and Mikra Bikurim. Moreover, Mikra Bikurim, according to the Gemara in Sota, is Dafka Veloshen HaKodesh. The Rambam doesn't quote this for some reason, the Midrash Chinuch is troubled by this, but in the end of the day, it's strange, right, that the that there's such a requirement. Lashon HaKodesh typically implies, you know, not just a, like, a personal expression or even a collective expression, but a text, right? In other words, diuk in the language, which is consistent, again, with, you know, excluding people who can't do this completely authentically or accurately. It sounds like it also requires lashon, you know, not only lashon hakodesh, but vanisa v'amarta, you know, kol ram. We know of kol ram in birchas kohanim. You know, according to Sugin Sota, also in mikra bikurim. Again, that the Rambam is silent about. But again, how you express it, you know, if it's just a question of you know, hakaras hatov and so on, maybe that's enough. Hard to say. Either way, what I'm trying to point out is that there are unique elements, both in Torah Shebichtav and in the Dinim of Mikra Bikurim, that seem to imply, you know, either that, you know, this expression, this standalone expression of Akaras HaTov and Anibus and so on is just so important, you know, but again, you still wonder then, you know, why some of the Pratim of it are so important. But certainly if we take a different position, and that is, you know, not, again, excluding the other, but certainly in addition, or maybe even, you know, more of a focus, and that is that Mikra Bikurim is about celebrating, you know, Eretz Yisrael, so then the Lashonos and the emphasis and the Dinim of Mikra Bikurim, you know, attain a very different kind of status. The truth is that There are two interesting things to do more with this question of mikra bikurim. One is to try to figure out the relationship between mikra bikurim and avos bikurim. That's a bit of a double-edged sword, because everything I'm saying now, again, I think 4 years ago, 5 years ago, in this slot, I tried to suggest that the mitzvah bikurim itself may be, you know, very different from challah, you know, and truma, you know, which bikurim is a form of truma, but it has, you know, its own special dinim. There's no tevel in mikra bikurim, in havas bikurim. There's no not the tevel of truma, not the tevel of challah, meaning not a tevel which is the, you know, mechayiv of the hafrasha, and not a tevel which is a result of the hafrasha. I don't want to get into challah and truma right now. That's dai l'chakima b'miza. But you don't have either of those in Bikurim, as Ramban points out in Gittin, in a different context. There seems to be a lot of evidence, again, the Shivas Aminim, the language, that Bikurim itself may be a celebration of Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the case, then the integration of Mikra Bikurim and Bikurim would imply that both of these are that. Even if you think that Bikurim is, you know, more kind of a truma, more of a kind of mitzvah satulios of Ba'aretz, it could be that Avos Bikurim, I'm sorry, Mikra Bikurim, as I'm trying to describe it, is an affirmation or an expression simply of Shavach V'Hodah about Nisinas and the Shvua of Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, what may really be true is that maybe there are two dinim of Bikurim. As the Chinuch points out, and you don't need the Chinuch to point this out, I'll tell you what he points out, but the fact is that Bikurim appears twice in the Torah, once in Parshas Mishpatim. They are, interestingly, in the context of the Chagim, which I want to make reference to just very quickly. Right? You speak about the Gimel Regalim in Parshas Mishpatim, and then the Torah mentions the Korban Pesach, and reference to kind of a remez to Korban Chagiga as well. And then it speaks about Bikurim, you know, and strangely, you know, the Pasuk ends with Lo Sevashel Gedi, you know, Bachalei Bimo. Now, the term Admaska appears there, and the Gemara Balvasra, Bapei Aleph Amud Aleph, says that Admaska excludes Chutzaretz. We'll get to that in just a second as well. But aside from that, you don't have the heavy focus on Eretz Yisrael in that parsha in Mishpatim. It's interesting that the Rambam and the Chino, most of the Bonei HaMitzvos who count the mitzvah of Avos Bikurim, quote the psukim in Mishpatim, not the psukim in Kisavo. But it appears again in Kisavo, and here you have the heavy Eretz Yisrael framework. That causes the Chinuch to make the comment, V'nichvala mitzvah l'havion kemokein b'parsha zu, there's always a reason why the Torah repeats. So it's very possible that the Torah wanted to tell you that there are two dinim of Bikurim. But the Havas Bikurim that is mentioned in Kisavo, together with Mikra Bikurim, is the one which particularly accentuates the Eretz Yisrael thing. Right? Or that in light of, by virtue of the Mikra Bikurim idea, we should be rereading also, again, especially the Admascha of Parshas Mishpatim, as establishing that the theme of Eretz Yisrael, not just the condition of Eretz Yisrael, is a big factor in Bikurim. Bali Tosas in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, you know, raise the question, why do we need, the Gemara says there, that makes the diuk, Admascha l'me'utei chutzlar. That's a famous question that Tosfos asks, there in Kulin, why do you need a pasuk for Bikurim to Limu'ute Chutzlaretz? After all, it simply, you know, should flow naturally from the Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin, that any Chovas HaKarka, any mitzvah is mitzvah Satlius Va'aretz, which by definition is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Why do you need, you know, a separate limud? So Bali Tosfos have two deos. One is because since the pasuk says Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalei B'Imo, So one would have thought it's a chovas hagavra, like losav hashel kediv kalevimo, that applies in the chutz laretz. And therefore, ad moschal, mutei chutz laretz, to bring it back, you know, to the parsha of mitzvah hatliyos. But it's very possible that Bikurim is the second day in Tosis, that it's not, that in addition to mitzvah hatliyos baretz, or maybe it isn't even mitzvah hatliyos baretz, as I said before, there's no tevel, certain other dinim, maybe Bikurim is a separate halakha, separate from mitzvah hatliyos baretz, separate limud, even ad mascha of Parshas Mishpatim. And in past years, when speaking about, you know, these topics, I always mention the comment of the Gra in the Mishnah in Kalim. I have till 11, right? Till 12. but at least till 11.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Mishnah in Kalim, Eser Kedushos, say the last of the Kedushos is Eretz Yisrael. You know, is the kedusha of land. You know, mikol haratzos, kedusha mikol haratzos. And the Mishnah says to illustrate this, because Omer and Shtei Alechem and Bikurim are brought from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mishnah in Caleb. So the Gra took out the word Bikurim. It's very famous. Everybody talks about it. Because he said that he doesn't understand why Bikurim is there. Right? Bikurim shouldn't be there any more than Trumos and Maestros and Shemitah, meaning the other things that are listed in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. It's a din of mitzvah subtly as far. It depends on Kiddushos Karka. But it sounds like the Mishnah of Eser Kiddushos, the Eretz Yisrael, you know, Mekudeshos Mikol HaAratzos, right, that has nothing to do with Kiddushos Karka. Right, why are we picking Bikurim more than Trumos? We shouldn't pick Trumos, we shouldn't pick Bikurim. Therefore he says, Nir be'enai, you know, to be mochek, the word Bikurim. So, the Rav Zatzal used to speak about this Mishnah and Gra a lot. The Rav thought that that the idea of Shtei Alechem and Omer, you know, and the Mishnah in Kalim in general has nothing to do with the Kedushas Karka of Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and especially the Mokom HaMikdash. That the Eser Kedushos are like, you know, concentric, radiating, you know, circles out from the, you know, the Kodesh HaKadoshim to different parts of the Mikdash to the extension of the sphere of the influence of the Mikdash, which includes Eretz Yisrael, Legabe, Omer, and Shtei Alechem. The truth is, even if you say that, then Bikurim also could be explained, because there's an element of Bikurim, which we know is Kedushas Mizbeach. And there's also a din of Havas Makom when it comes to, you know, like Maaser Sheni, Bikurim, Teunim, Havas Makom. So there's a Yerushalayim Mikdash aspect, you know, to Bikurim. But I always thought that maybe another way to say this, and again, it's not mutually exclusive, is that the Mishnah in Kalim is about, again, it's not about Kedushas Karka, agreed. It's not necessarily only about Kedushas HaMikdash for Yerushalayim as well. Although it's probably also about that. It's really about the Kedushas Mokom of Eretz Yisrael, or the Kedushas Mokomos, which includes Eretz Yisrael. And the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, and depending on your perspective on Bikurim, maybe Bikurim is not simply but the Tzatzlius Baretz, like that view in Tosas on of Basra, but more than that, maybe Omer Shtei Alechem and Bikurim, you know, have to do with celebrating Eretz Yisrael very specifically. Again, the reason that Omer and Shtei Alechem cannot come from Chutz Laretz, even though they're karbanos, we're not going to discuss that right now, that's a Pesach and a Shavuos topic, implies that there is something about Eretz Yisrael, which is critical, right, to these karbanos, or to the period of Sfiras HaOmer. And that same idea may apply to Bikurim. The reason Bikurim integrates Kedushas Mizbeach, Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael, and not simply, or maybe not even at all, as a dinin Kedushas Karka of Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, I'm saying an additional point now, maybe again because Havas Bikurim itself is a kiyum in celebrating v'hayaki savo la'aretz. It's the celebration of Eretz Yisrael in a way that Trumos and Maestros are not, and Challah is not either necessarily. So one thing that needs to be done, but it's they say double-sided, is to try to figure out the relationship between Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. Again, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos separated between them. One is Kuf Chaf Hey, and the other one is like Kuf Lamed Vav. And in between, the Hefsek, you have to understand that the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos, you know, the order of his own. That's his, he didn't do it according to Parsha. Sefer HaChinuch, of course, splits Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim, because Sefer HaChinuch, you know, understood the mainstream view, which is that the Mokor for Havas Bikurim is in Parshas Mishpatim, and the Din of Mikra Bikurim is in Kisavo. That's why he's a little defensive, and he mentions Kvar Nichbal, and there are always good reasons, although he doesn't tell you what the reason is. But the Rambam didn't write his Min and Mitzvahs according to Parshios. He could very easily have conjoined Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. For example, Bidui Maestros, which I'll get to in a second, in the Rambam follows all the dinim of, you know, Hafrashos Maestros. But the Rambam has a hefsek with all these other Hafrashos after Bikurim, like 10, including Vidui Maestros, and then comes you have Havas Bikurim, then you have all sorts of Trumos Maestros dinim, including Vidui Maestros, and then finally you have Mikra Bikurim. So even though it's not methodologically tied to the Parshios, the Rambam intentionally separated Mikra and Havas Bikurim. And that, of course, is fascinating. You didn't have to do that. The truth is that there are a number of discussions in the poskim regarding particulars of Mikra Bikurim that may be connected to the degree to which it's integrated with Havas Bikurim. Does it have to be done at the same time? A big discussion in Michas Chinuch. Again, the details are really important, but we don't have time for them right now. Does it have to be done in the Azara, right? Dafka, where the Hava takes place. Does it have to be done by Yom, you know, very specifically? So there's a whole discussion about, of course, we also know that there are Yesh Shemeviim Ve'enam Korim. But we're asking is the Korim always an adjunct, always integrated with the very fact that we have a separate mitzvah, in addition to what I said before, which is that the Chinuch and the Rambam separate them, especially the Rambam, the very fact that there's a separate mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim itself in the Minyan of Mitzvahs implies a certain additional element. It doesn't have to be separate from the Hava. It could be that it's a kiyum that, you know, in its own right, redefines the Hava. And here it's worth noting the famous comment of the Ramban in his Hashmatos to Sefer Mitzvahs, which I mentioned in other contexts. The Ramban says that the Rambam should have written a mitzvah for Birchas HaTorah, Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVagodel Elokeinu. And then he says, and if you'll ask me, how could there be a separate mitzvah for Birchas HaTorah separate from Limud HaTorah? He said, I'll tell you that there are two other examples of this. One is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, and the other is Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. Which means that the Ramban does think that there's a very strong relationship between Mikra and Havas Bikurim. The same way, I should add that for the Ramban in particular, the relationship between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Mitzvah Salaila is not just a separate mitzvah, but an enhancement of the Mitzvah Salaila. This is a novea from the Ramban's famous comment in Muchamos and Masechet Brachos. And the Ramban's view about Talmud Torah, you know, is again, he's not saying these are totally independent dinim. He's saying what Birkas HaTorah brings to Talmud Torah, what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim brings to the Gimel Mitzvos, and by extension, presumably, what Havas Bikurim brings to Bikurim, is a revised way of understanding, an enhanced way of understanding the father institution, if you will, or the main institution itself. But if that's the case, it's both separate, right, additional, and integrated. It deserves separate mitzvah. It's not like Vidui Maestros. Vidui Maestros, ironically, is certainly a separate mitzvah, but Bidi Maestros is not connected to the Hafrasha. Bidi Maestros is about integrating all of, you have a Chiyuv Truma and a Chiyuv Maestros and Maestros Sheni and Bikurim and whatever, and that at some point you're supposed to take stock, you know, after 3 years and say, Biarti, HaKodesh Min HaBayis, that's called Vidui Maestros. It's not done B'Shas HaFrasha. Of course it has to be a mitzvah B'Nei Atzmo, and it's about all of them, not any particular one. But Avos Bikurim, one would have expected, would simply be the recitation of Avos Bikurim. I'm sorry, Mikra Bikurim would be a recitation of Avos Bikurim. But it seems like it's both connected and separate. And I'm trying to suggest is that that connection, but separateness, is to emphasize the history of the Jewish people and the role that Eretz Yisrael plays, to show that Mikra Bikurim, and maybe in light of it, even Havas Bikurim, really celebrate Eretz Yisrael itself. And I believe that the Ramban in his Perush al Torah very subtly, I think L'shita so, thinks this as well. The Ramban, he garati hayom, b'pri hazeh shebesi garati b'hodesi l'Hashem Elokecha shehevianu la'aretz asher nishba la'avoseinu l'aseis lanu. V'hineh Hashem mekayem devarav, v'ani moda mishabeach l'shmo. V'tam igadati kamo siparti. Ki vasi ala aretz asher nishba la'avoseinu, ki hu hevi'ani elav, la'avdo ba'aretz. So again, you could easily miss this, but in contrast to, you know, the other mepharshim that I mentioned before, the Ramban doesn't think that the Eretz Yisrael component, either of Bikurim or Mikra Bikurim, is just background or an accentuation for the real idea of larger Hakaras HaTov. The Ramban thinks that the Hakaras HaTov is about the Matana of Eretz Yisrael. The Or Chaim HaKadosh, I think, also holds that way. He talks about four elements in Dalid Mitzvos. Echad sheyeda belibo kelo mikocho bala reshes ha'aretz, ela matnas Hashem. And that it's almanashi kabbala lokuso, like the... Secondly, lahorish ha'aretz miyoshveha. Not only that you can live there, but you can live there exclusively, so you can shape it. I have another couple minutes? Yeah. Where's the next chair? That's an eternity. Shlishis, yeshiva sa'aretz shehi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and revias havas bikurim. The point I'm trying to make is that what I'm trying to suggest is that mikra bikurim, and perhaps lahorish bikurim, havas bikurim, is really itself a celebration of Nesinas Ha'aretz. So it's fascinating, if you look at the Kli Yakar and the Or Chaim and others, they play with the Arashta, you know, the Ashavta, and especially with the language Asher Nasata, with the idea that Eretz Yisrael is both and neither a Yerusha, right, or and a Matana. It's really both. It's only a Yerusha because it's a Matana. And even when it's a Yerusha, it's a Matana. And the truth is that there is a lot of evidence, you know, that this is the case. I was going to speak about Ger, but I say I don't have time for that. But we'll... So let me talk about this because I have to wrap up. So the other thing I was going to speak about, again, is the relationship to Vidui Maestros, because it's the closest thing to it. But I was going to try to highlight the differences, especially with regard to the Rambam's view of Ger. Rambam holds that a Ger cannot be misvada the Maestros. He thinks that a Bikurim he must. Okay, but we'll leave that for another time. So let me just go back to the main point. The Gemara says in Vavasra, number one, that Eretz Yisrael is Muchzek Asim Yavaseinu. And number two, that's one Gemara, Kufitas, and then the Gemara at the beginning of Yeshnochlin says something very fascinating, and that is both based on Parshanut and the Psukim, and also on the Halacha, and that is that Eretz Yisrael is the only case of Yerusha where Hamesim Yorshim Esachai. It almost sounds like contradiction in terms. Right. Typically, Yerusha goes from the Mace to the Chai. But the point is that the Ba'ai Ha'aretz determined and sealed the Yerusha of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So you can say that's just a technicality, or it's, you know, kind of a Yigoy L'mafreya. But there seems to be a lot of evidence that these themes, the relationship between Matana and Yerusha, connected with it, of course, the idea, which is Mefurash in Torah Shebichtav, you know, but also, again, elaborated in the rest of Tanakh and Jewish history and by the Mefarshim, that the relationship between the Am and the land, Am v'Haaretz, is a complex one. And, you know, the Eretz Yisrael doesn't tolerate certain things, and Klal Yisrael's behavior, you know, for good or for bad, you know, dictates our right to be living there. That these questions, and this idea of Nesim, Yorshim, and Zachayim, the relationship between, you know, the earliest Haftacha of Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, right, which is so critical in general. I mean, the relationship to Avraham Avinu goes back all the way to the beginning, right? Lech lecha mi'artecha mi'molaretecha mi'beis avicha. And again, El Haaretz Asher Areka. Right. The Haftacha to Avraham Avinu, the question whether Avraham Avinu had a kinyan at that point, you know, the Bris Bein Absarim, the Ramban's view that Avraham Avinu did a terrible breach when he left Eretz Yisrael, even, you know, apparently, you know, to pursue, you know, his shtadlus, you know, at a difficult time. Kumis Alech Ba'aretz, again, how much of Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Avraham Avinu and the Avos. And then, of course, the other Haftachos, you know, both to Yotzei Mitzrayim and to Ba'ei Haaretz. There seems to be, again, this is our massive topics, layers and layers of different levels of Kinyan Eretz Yisrael. And all of this seems to, again, point to this very complex, very volatile, but in the end of the day, this very inspiring, you know, relationship of Ha'am Ba'aretz. You know, just like, you know, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is contingent upon Klal Yisrael's presence to some extent. Another topic, the idea of Bias Kolchem, or in Yovel, Rov Yoshvei Aleha, right? So too, you know, the Kinyan itself is kind of a, you know, a very questionable, there's a long-term, long-time, you know, Kinyan on the one hand, and at the same time, every generation, you know, has to kind of, you know, establish its credentials, you know, has to reinforce that Kinyan. And when it does, then it's not a new Kinyan, it's the Kinyan that harkens back, you know, all the way back to Avraham Avinu. But without the affirmation of every generation, without the matana, and without this bris, right, every generation kind of can lose that, you know, and yet, you know, it's part of the Masorah of Klal Yisrael. And if this is the case, so you can really appreciate, and especially if these are the psukim, v'haya kisavo ala aretz, started, you know, with that, it sounds like, you know, the ha'aretz asher nasata, asher nishba l'avoseinu l'aseis lanu, v'haya kisavo ala aretz, it sounds like these aren't just conditions of the past, or nostalgic, you know, memories, or what gave us the right. It sounds like every year, at the time of Havas Bikurim, and especially Mikra Bikurim, we revisit V'haya Kisavo Al Haaretz. Every year we're being, you know, measured by our appreciation, by Hakaras HaTov. It's fascinating, in that Mikra Bikurim, in Parshas Mishpatim, where it's so central, right, plays the role of a bridge in the Chagim. Right? I mean, Mikra Bikurim, as we know, is the essence of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the language of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, I think, highlights that further, not for now. And at the same time, Shavuos is called, you know, Chag HaBikurim. And again, the psukim in Mishpatim are about Korban Pesach, and then they're about Bikurim. In a way, you could argue that, you know, the Hebesi, you know, the fifth Lashon of Geula, you know, which ties Yitzias Mitzrayim to Knisa La'aretz, you know, is both the bridge, again, from Pesach, right, to Shavuos. You know, from the Korban HaOmer, you know, to the Korban Shtei Alechem, right? The two partners with Bikurim in Esther Kedusha, say. And the reason for that is because, again, Eretz Yisrael isn't just, you know, the means to fulfill X amount of further mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz, but it is the fulfillment of the national destiny of the Jewish people. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, in his writings, you know, is fond of pointing out that Klal Yisrael wasn't created in Eretz Yisrael, and that they're the only people, the only national entity to be created, you know, outside of their, you know, historic geographic borders is Klal Yisrael. But the point is not to lessen the role of Eretz Yisrael as the national homeland of the Jewish people, it's to accentuate it, to explain that part of the process of appreciating and enhancing, you know, the reality of and the potential, you know, that could be accomplished by a national homeland is precisely, you know, by having the people, by having them live in the midbar a little bit, by showing that, you know, it's not just that their national identity depends on it. Maybe there could be a national identity without it, but, you know, and then to say, Vaya ki sava la aretz, right? And for the mikra bikurim, you know, and the mitzvah bikurim to revolve around the status of Eretz Yisrael, for Omer and Shtei Lechem, you know, and bikurim, for no apparent reason to be restricted to Eretz Yisrael. So as we celebrate, I have to conclude, Yom HaAtzma'ut, I think it's, again, it's a very remarkable thing if what I'm saying is even remotely true. And, you know, I believe in it, so I'll take it out too remotely. So the most singular expression in Halakha and in Torah Shabbat Tzav of Akaras HaTov, you know, as a standalone parsha from the perspective of distance, Mikra Bikurim, is not only connected to, but really focuses on Nesinas Eretz Yisrael, this idea of a Matana and a Yerusha, this idea of Hachayim Yorshim Esamesim, you know, this idea of this, you know, line of history, Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know, the Hevesi, Maimed Har Sinai, you know, and Knisa La'aretz. And the fact that that is the, you know, the epitome of expressing, you know, as the Rambam and the Chinuch and others understood it, you know, perspective in Avodas Hashem more generally, Hakna'a, Anibut, you know, the role of the physical and the spiritual, and if it also overlappingly, or maybe even more forcefully, focuses on the Matana of Eretz Yisrael and the appreciation of the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, if that's the case, then the centrality of that, you know, is axiomatic. And I think that, you know, we live in a time where probably we can appreciate this more, you know, than previous generations, or at least before the last couple of generations. Because witnessing or being, you know, part of the development of Medinas Yisrael in our time and seeing the impact and the effect that that has had, you know, in not only the reviving the spirits of Klal Yisrael, but in really helping to realize the potential, L'dorei Doros, of Klal Yisrael in all aspects, and with all the challenges, and that challenges make participation and involvement, you know, even greater sense of acute responsibility. But understanding all of that, really, I think, for our, you know, and for the previous generations, but everybody who's lived post Kum HaMedina, you know, to have a greater understanding of what the Parsha Bikurim, and especially Mikra Bikurim, and why it is that Akaras HaTov focuses so much as a paradigm on that. So I wish you all a Yom HaAtzma'ut Sameach. And these are, you know, really wonderful topics that, you know, should be further investigated, you know, in their own right, and especially for the direction that they give us in our own lives, for our own Hashkafa and for our own Avodas Hashem.